this was? Was it a full moon party?
Yeah,
but I don't know what a full moon party is.
Glutanya hamde, ebes hamde, glutanya hamde.
I told you.
Yes, but I don't think I understood because I was just like, it's a party on
okay,
the
I'm
full moon.
Okay, I'm going to set the scene. This is real okay. talk, real life.
I regret my choice now.
Yeah, so I'm 18 years old. I'm in India with my boyfriend at the time. And we get a boat for like 30 minutes. He can't swim. I'm so stressed about this. And we're on this like really, really, yeah, whatever, we're on a boat. And then we arrive and it's just an obscene amount of Australian people. It's like, so many Australian people taking lots of intoxicating things, running around in harem pants.
Mm. Yeah,
Roderick doesn't look concerned. No. He's more into this. He's like, okay.
That was not on my mind. That was not
on
my mind.
Also, to be fair, I didn't say harem pants. I said beautifully embroidered
robes.
Yeah,
but when you hear full moon party.
Yeah, I mean, I was probably innocent by never having experienced it in real life.
Yeah, maybe you just had taste. After 45 minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow, okay, so you are very against this full moon, but what would you choose,
but
Sarah?
I have to stick with my choice. Yeah. I mean, I can't change it. I would be stuck at the party now forever.
I read the morning news in bed. What endlessness ahead, and there's no more to be said. You know more than I know. You know more than I know. You know more than I know. But stay behind relief of all liability and greed. And there's nothing more you need. You know more than I know. You know more than I know. You know more than I know.
Okay. Someone said that was very dramatic and mysterious. With the two radio shows playing, Danish vampires are taking over.
I think when you're an ancient being, you've just learned to multitask. One show isn't enough.
This song's also a beautiful song. It's called You Know More Than I Know by John Cale. And do you think vampires know more than we know if they've been around for so long?
I mean, it's definitely. I feel like that would be one of the things you'd want by not being able to die.
Eternal knowledge.
Yeah, you'd be able to read so many books and, you know, watch so many... You would just be able to do all of that stuff you don't have time for. So read books, for example. Know things. Actually know things. Have experienced them. It's a little bit like... So there's a vampire film by Jim Jarmusch called Only Lovers Left Alive, where I think it's Tilda Swinton and Tom Hiddleston, and they just kind of... I mean, she reads a lot, and he has all these musical instruments that he's getting from different time periods, and it's just really being able to nerd one thing.
Nerd one thing. That's an epic sentence. I love it.
That doesn't really make sense, does it?
No, it's great.
But I also feel like you'd be that'd be the interesting thing. And I think this is how we would make out who was vampires if they were real. Who seems timeless? Who seems to have lived throughout many times, right? Do you know what I mean?
Say it one more time.
Okay. If you're a vampire, you've lived for centuries, you would wear weirder clothes, right? You'd listen to stranger music because you've heard it all. You've seen it all.
Oh, do you think there's a certain confidence about it all?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Hmm.
But also sort of a your taste would be so wonky at this point. Because, you know, you were there when, you know, Mozart wrote Figaro's Wedding and you're like, yeah, that's...
Yeah, I've seen that.
That was banging. And then, you know, but you would have also seen Jason Derulo, you know? So it's like...
That's crazy to imagine having experienced both.
Yeah. And so what kind of person do you become, right? So I feel like we would kind of... If you ever have a conversation with someone and you're like, they're a little timeless. They're a little, you know, not from this world. That would maybe be a vampire, right?
Yeah. My New Year's resolution was to be more timeless.
How are you going to do that?
Why is that funny?
Because, like, how are you going to just be more timeless?
In my language and my aesthetic.
Oh, it was, like, purely for show?
You're just getting me back for the Bing Google rabbit hole.
I didn't say that you... I mean, it's nice. I do think when you've come back to Copenhagen, the way you speak has become more timeless.
What does that mean?
More ethereal, I don't know. More proper, maybe.
I've become more ethereal and proper.
Mm.
Wow, that's wonderful feedback. Mm. I think I would prefer to dress like if we're to be like a bit gendered with the male and with the men and the women vampires, I want to dress like a really, really, really old vampire man.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
What does that look like?
I want like ruffles coming out my sleeves. Hey. I want ruffles coming out my neck, out my toes, out my bloody eyeballs. I love ruffles so much. And I'd be one huge ruffle.
Oh, great. Would you have would they be a little dirty on the fringes because of the blood? Or just always clean and prestigious?
No, I'd be so clean and I'd have the biggest fangs in England.
Oh, that big, huh?
Yeah. Would you rather be the vampire slayer or the vampire?
Okay, so I wouldn't be the vampire slayer in a Buffy sense. Buffy the vampire. But have you ever... Okay, there's a movie called Blade about a vampire slayer.
Yeah, we actually did get a comment that your first scenario was copying Blade.
It's completely a copy of Blade. I watched the scene yesterday. which is maybe how you recognized it for like... But
that's what that was.
Yeah, it's a great scene. And it's the opening scene, so that's not a spoiler. But no, you'd want to be the vampire.
Yeah.
The Slayer doesn't win. I mean, I know it's not realistic that the Slayer wins.
I just quite like the leather in the Slayer.
Yeah.
They've got like these really long leather coats and a really good hat.
Yeah.
And they're quite heroic and stoic, whereas I think vampire... Oh, bloody hell, yeah, now I think about it, like... A vampire man, I just think he's so dramatic. And
yeah,
just, like,
that's
so intense. Like, if you take like Edward Cullen's stares at Bella all the time, like that would make my stomach turn. I don't think I want. I think I actually want a vampire slayer husband.
Whoa!
Yeah, 2026, but you'll be the vampire. To be ethereal, to get a vampire slayer, BF.
Do you know the high collar of Dracula's cape?
Red.
You know, like he has this like high collar.
Yeah.
The reason it is that way is because they, when they set it up, they did it as a play as well, Bram Stoker's Dracula. And he can turn into a bat. He's one of those vampires. And so they wanted him to be able to turn into a bat on stage. So they had to have something that would cover the back of his head so he could turn around and fall down through a trap door in the floor and where you couldn't see his neck and head disappearing because the cape would hide it because it was such a high collar. That's how the vampire has gotten its high collar.
That's when I feel really proud of humanity.
That is that's just, innovative.
Yeah, that is so innovative. Like every time I watch Lord of the Rings, I weep because I'm just astounded by the innovation in costume.
Yeah, it's good costumes. So there is this one costume. This is apropos things I want to buy but can't afford.
Mm-hmm.
On Planet Hollywood, they once exhibited this costume from Bram Stoker's Dracula by Francis Ford Coppola. It's a 90s movie. And this costume is probably one of the best costumes in all of, I would say, movie costume history. It is a, what do you call, like an armor?
It's an armor, babe.
It's an armor?
Yeah, yeah.
But it looks like if you took a human and turned them inside out. Completely red, just the blood vessels almost.
Oh, I definitely don't want that.
It's beautifully made. It's made by, I think her name is Aiko Ishioika, mm-hmm. or something. And it's, so it looks like it's veins basically, but like bigger veins, and then it's just made into an armor.
Mm.
It is iconic. And it was exhibited for some years at Planet Hollywood, and then it was sold at this place called the Heritage Auction House. And it was sold in 2024 for $87,000.
Does that seem expensive to you?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm not saying I would spend the money on that if I had it, but I'm not saying I wouldn't either.
I think that seems extremely a weird use of money, but if you're saying it's beautiful, then... S-N-O-W, niggas just mad that I'm untouchable. Fidel with the motherfucking cash flow. Money make the motherfucking grass grow. Now I attract hoes from different axles. In my bag satchel, split fat Joe. I'm Dolly, I don't need no entourage. And I got the pot and I'm a Dutchie, I've been washed. Crystal pop me, partner, diamond, I feel I'm a watcher. While the juice, they pop me, drop, I good, I saw me, I've begun. Snow bin, but mine, word is Shelly Ann. Take no comments, make the big bins. I say, baby, be the judge and let me prove my innocence. 215, but I don't do them increments. Them diamonds, dancing like you wishing upon a star. You don't see no flaws, cause all in all. That sauce drip right on my M enzymes. I think about you all the time. Crystal lights bring paradise. I think about it all the time. I make the flip in the nick of time. Mozart, someone wrote in, Mozart and Jason Derulo, the collab we didn't know we needed. If you're just tuning in now, you're listening to Breakfast on the Lake with Sarah and Tessa. That drip put niggas in a headlock, and I ain't been killing niggas, no crisp and wall. I've been getting money, you can see it in my walk, and I'm worth a few meals, you can hear it when I talk. Tone that sauce, that moon, that sauce, that tone, that sauce, that moon, that sauce, that tone, that sauce, that moon, that sauce, that sauce, that sauce, drip right on my M enzymes. I think about you all the time, crystal lights bring paradise. I think about it all the time, I make the flip in the nick of time. All the time, stabilize what's on your mind. I think about it all the time. I sip up the good estrogen. No, I can't sit with no pedestrians. My juice too orange, give me extra gin. Yeah, getting on my nerves under my skin. To get rid of you bitches, I need medicine. Instead, I'm at the club throwing extra pens. I don't know what's wrong, so do not ask again. I'm running right back in the past. That was Snosa with Paradise. And I think Planet Hollywood Auction House sounds a bit paradise. Like, I love props. What else you got?
Mm. So, but I'm getting the feeling you wouldn't spend $87,000
on the... Yeah, on a costume that's like a body turned inside out. Yeah, maybe not.
Okay. Well, okay. Can I see if you... I have some other stuff maybe you want to spend your money on.
Yeah, big time.
Okay, I found... I will say go on the website because there's some good stuff there.
Heritage Auctions, America's Auction House. I found three things, and you can choose between which one you'd buy.
Okay.
First one is Indiana Jones' whip.
Oh.
His famous whip.
Ooh.
Now that would be kind of cool, and it's the real one.
I like
that. The one he used in the movies. It's kind of, the funny thing as well is it kind of looks like a snake.
What would I use it for that's in an everyday sense?
I don't know. What would you use it for? What would you use a whip for?
Okay, next one.
No, no. What would you use a whip for?
Getting your attention.
Okay, great. Yes. You've got it. Okay. The next one you can buy. And this one, I will say it's already been sold, but there's a possibility to make an offer to the owner that might want to resell it for over $1 million. This is the famous doll from Titanic.
So I could have it, but also I could get rich.
I mean, you'd have to buy it first, you know.
Yeah, but you just said about reselling it, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, if someone wants to buy it from you.
Sorry, the famous doll in Titanic.
You know, okay, for the, yeah, it's the doll that the biggest discussion ever of could they have fitted two on the door? Could Jack have lived?
Oh. Door. I thought it was about boats.
Have you seen Titanic?
I thought it was about whether it could fit through. Wait. Just recap the door boat thing.
Okay. So if you haven't seen Titanic and is going to, I highly recommend it. Just close your ears for about 2 minutes. By the end of Titanic, the ship has sunk. Rose is lying on a wooden door that has fallen off the ship, broken off the ship.
This is like, I've never seen the film before. I have no memory of this whatsoever.
The ending of Titanic?
How have you not seen Titanic?
I've seen it like 3 or 4 times.
And Jack,
but not the ending.
Jack has found this like big wooden door that she is put up on so that she doesn't get cold from being in the water. And he's trying to get up on it, but it can't hold two people. So he stays down in the water. And that's how Jack dies. He freezes to death because he's in the water. He saves her because she's up on this slab of wood, this wooden door. That door is for sale. The real prop from the real movie is for sale, and it cost over $1 million.
Is that actually real, that it cost more than $1 million?
Yes.
I reckon the same people that take young children's blood to live forever are buying Titanic doors.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I was intrigued by this door, but I also have the Heart of the Ocean necklace, not the real one. But
alright, is there another one?
Okay, we got the third one. I can't believe you're not more into this doll. I really thought I had you with this one, but okay.
I can't remember. It's useless.
It's insane that you can't remember the ending of the set. Okay, great. We've got the third auctioned off piece. This one is also around $86,000. You know, Mama always said... No, I can't do this. You've watched Forrest Gump, yeah?
Yeah.
You can get the chocolate box that he's sitting with on the bench, and it's also been signed. It's the original prop that is just an empty chocolate box with Tom Hanks' autograph on it.
I have absolutely no desire for that one.
It's because you can't remember the movie.
Yeah,
isn't
I can. Obviously, I can. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know which one you're going to get. Isn't that? Oh, you've just shown me a picture.
See, it's a box of it's a box like you would have a, you know, a gift chocolate box.
Yeah.
Russell Stover's candies, the gift box. It's a big pink rose on it.
No, I've got absolutely no desire for that one.
Not okay. So the box of chocolates is out. Then you've got Indiana Jones' whip.
Yeah.
Or you got the doll.
Okay, so my heart says the whip.
Mm-hmm.
But my head says the doll.
Okay, explain
my
yourself.
Heart says the whip because I think it's more fun. You could play at like skipping rope with your friends. You could have it hanging on the wall. You could have it tickling your skin. I don't know.
You wouldn't just like have it clicked into your side?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Like,
yeah, I'd be wearing it. I'd be wearing it all the time. So that's what my heart says is the whip. But then my head says Titanic's door. Why do you look so skeptical?
Because I want to know why your head says Titanic's door. Like this big of slab of wood.
Inflation.
Oh, so you're like, you're going to be one of those people who, you know, will buy a Picasso and keep it in their money box in Switzerland in the airport.
Yep.
Boring. No, the person who gets the door from Titanic should be someone who really cares about it and is going to test out the theory of could they have been two on the door.
What would you pick?
Well, actually, I'm gatekeeping one that I found that I didn't want you to have.
What a weird, weird thing to do for an imaginary situation.
Okay. I found, so in Jurassic Park, you know, there's the guy who steals all the different specimens, the different dinosaur specimens, and he steals them and puts them in this fake shaving foam can. That can is for sale. The fake shaving foam can that has rooms for all these little different dinosaur specimens.
I think that actually I'll go with the dinosaur. Wait, how much? What's the retail price on that?
That is secret.
Why are you gate?
No, I like it. I can't see it on the website. Like I have to pay to see it, and I'm not gonna do that.
Thank you.
Lovely song.
That is Welts by Womb, which is, yeah, it's actually why I'm here. Because the lovely band Womb are playing in Copenhagen and I am friends with them and I live with one of them. And everyone should go to their gig tomorrow night at Dia Studio 3. And yeah, they're a beautiful, beautiful band. Please, please come along. So I have flown into Copenhagen. And you have missed me, right?
I have missed you.
Yeah. So yeah, I arrived a couple of days ago and like no one picked me up from the airport. No one ever picks me up from the airport.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So I got thinking about
for school.
Well? Nothing. How was that?
I've got school.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've got school.
Got school.
But yeah, I was thinking about ways one could be picked up from the airport. And I'm really into scenarios
slight
right
nudge.
Now. I'm just like, I guess I'm like trying to, I don't know, exit the perils of my mind by different scenarios. That sounds so dark. I'm really happy now, I promise. Yeah, I was just like, I was looking around and Copenhagen airports, yeah, it's a little bit dry. Danish people are quite...
We're not that emotional.
No, you're not that emotional.
No.
So I was like going through arrivals and then I was like, okay, what other ways could this go down that would be a bit more fun that isn't like Love Actually? You know, like when people think.
I was just about to ask. Is that what Heathrow was actually like?
Yeah, yeah, all the time. That's how my dad picks me up. Yeah. So yeah, I've been thinking about different scenarios one could get picked up from the airport. So I've prepared some scenarios for you, Tessa, as to how you personally would like to get picked up from the airport and how it could translate into a better time for you and our friendship.
Okay, wow.
Okay, we've got the first scenario.
Uh-huh.
Wayfarer or aviator sunglasses on, straw hat, and you don't give a fuck. Only chill as fuck vibes. You've been away on your first ever solo trip to Australia. Your nephew is running up to you. Your uncle and auntie are there with flags, cakes, balloons. Your whole family's there. They love you so fucking much. You're so epic, but kind of tragic at the same time.
God, I imagine, like, I could just imagine I would have those tan lines, sunglass tan lines. Mm-hmm. I get red so easily. Oh, this is not a pretty picture.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how would I feel about the aunt and uncle I've never had picking me up? How would I feel about that?
You love them. You love the fam.
Yeah, I'm trying to imagine what it's like having an uncle and an
that you like.
And no, just having them.
Okay, that was a bad joke on that end. Lots of love. I'll give you a hug after.
Okay. I mean, the thing is, it's really hard to imagine me being in Australia because I'm scared of bugs. And I know that that's naturally a very unfair thing to say because it looks absolutely beautiful in pictures. But I am a very scared person in general. Okay. I like the song. It reminds me of Shrek. No, yeah. I don't hate it. I like the Shrek song. I like the cake. I think I'd be a bit overwhelmed by that much family after. How long is the flight from Australia?
15 hours, maybe?
Yeah. I think I'm
going to stop the song.
I love it. It's too many people. It's too many people, I think. But I'm in it for the cake and the song. And I'm not sure. It's fine. Showing ugly tan lines to family is fine. Yeah. It's okay. It's okay. Next one.
Okay. I love this piece of music. Kind of just chose the snow for it. It's with the pheromone, right? Is that what you call it? Or maybe not. I didn't think I picked the pheromone version one. Am I saying pheromone? Is that like pheromones that you give off? I think I'm saying the wrong name of the instrument. It's the one where you... Frederick, you know this. The instrument that's done with the proximity with your hand.
Oh, I know that.
Oh, the theremin.
Yeah. Oh my god, I just said pheromone. That is so embarrassing. No, I accidentally picked a version that didn't have the theremin.
It's so cool though.
Or maybe. No, I don't think so. Okay, back to the scenario. Mm. You've been away in Marseille with your grandmother.
Mm.
Your skin feels like lavender-scented outdoor washing linen. You feel exquisite and separate from society in the best way. You feel above your generation and not triggered by it either. You've been in a time warp of Marseille, grandparents, and lots of duck legs. Your granddad picks you up in a vintage Cadillac car from the airport, and you drive off to their large cottage in Helsingør to keep that holiday feeling going a bit more before reality hits and you have to go back to work as the PA for Mads Nørgaard.
Oof. God, that was a harsh ending. The PA for Mads Nørgaard. God, what a job that would be. Sorry, I'm hyper-fixating on that now. Okay, it's again the thing of trying to separate this scenario from my actual family. You haven't met my grandmother, have you, Sarah?
I've been in her house.
Oh, you've been in her house.
Yeah,
that's
the
why
first
we
time
met.
We ever met was
yeah,
in
that's
your
true.
Grandmother's house.
Yeah, and Sarah was just there.
Can I say it?
Yeah.
There was a big gun on the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's lying on the chest.
a mullet. No, what's wrong with my English?
It's like a
the old guns they would have used.
Yeah, I don't even. I think they must be from my great granddad when he fled from Hungary.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah,
you're 1/8
because of
through.
The vampires. yeah, it's a pretty epic cottage, but my grandmother is so not tranquil.
No, but don't. This, you're putting yourself to
Yeah, I am. No, this sounds absolutely lovely. This sounds absolutely lovely, and I like that it's a calm way of. I imagine if you're being picked up in a vintage car, it's gonna just play really nice, calming music. I want to be picked up in a car by just one person. That's really really nice.
And you know that feeling when you've been with your grandparents for a long time. And you just don't feel aware of like the stresses in life you normally are. You kind of sink into their tempo and time.
No, because my grandmother immediately asked me what I'm doing with my life and if I'm not going to start to, school or something more serious. So I actually kind of feel the opposite.
Okay. Yeah, this time a year ago, my grandmother was like, why can't you just be happy? Which I think might happen in Marseille. Okay, can we move on to the next scenario?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a good one. Maybe we should also let this song play out. But you've just been on a watercolour residency and your on-off, emotionally distant, turbulent lover has come to pick you up and they're about to declare their love to you. It's gonna be a lot. You may or may not have slept with your watercolour teacher. Just let this one play out. This is Just Like Honey by the Jesus and the Mary Jane.
I love the watercolor residence.
It's been a while since I've done watercoloring. That was amazing. Wait, where was that again?
The residency.
Yeah?
I'm going to say I think it's summer in Tuscany.
Okay, well, okay, I want to give every scenario a fair going over. But, I mean, a little bit of a messy watercoloring residency. Now that sounds, that's the stuff, Sarah.
That sounds hot.
That sounds hot. And stressful, but in a fun, I don't care kind of way. I also imagine still having like a little bit of, leftover color on my hands from all the coloring I've been doing.
Which is what? How does that benefit the scenario?
It's just painting a picture in my head, And I want to look a little artistic because I'm not good with paint and stuff like that. So I like the idea that I get to be that in this scenario.
Hmm.
Although I also like the idea of having a grandma that makes me feel calm.
Hmm.
So maybe scenario two is the grandparents I never had.
But you're not talking about the lover, the on-off, emotionally distant, turbulent lover has come to pick you up.
Yeah.
And they're about to declare their love to you, and you might have cheated on them with your watercolor teacher.
Yeah, well, if we're on-off, and then I don't know, like, and they're emotionally distant, I don't know if then we're, then are we together or not? Who knows? That yeah, sounds like a good,
do
you know.
You like the thought of someone declaring their love to you in Arrivals?
Yes.
Really?
I'm a romantic through and through.
Well, I'll know what I'll definitely be doing when you visit me in Easter, right? okay, wow.
So, okay, it's going to be scenario three.
No, we got another one.
What?
Easy,
you have four?
Easy. Yeah, I've got one more.
Damn.
This one's short. Final one. No one picks you up. You walk straight onto the metro. And you're listening to a podcast about vampires. This is Lou Reed, Charlie's Girl.
Everybody said that you better watch out. Man, she's gonna turn you in. And me, you know that I thought I lucked out. And now look at the trouble that I'm in. You know you better watch out for Charlie's Girl. Watch out for Charlie's Girl. Charlie's Girl. Watch out for Charlie's Girl. It happened on New Year's Eve. They said everybody had to leave. They had a warrant in their hand. They wanted to bust the whole band. I said if I ever see Sharon again, I'm gonna punch her face in. You know you better watch out for Charlie's Girl. Hey now man, watch out for Charlie's Girl. You know she'll turn you in. Watch out for Charlie's Girl. Watch out for Charlie's Girl. She'll turn you in, you better, huh? Watch out, you better. Watch out, you better. You better watch out, you better. You better watch out for.
All right, Tessa, what you pick?
Okay, scratch everything I just said. Watercoloring is lame. The teacher sounded like a creep. Emotionally distant, on-off situationship isn't sexy. I'm getting off that plane alone. I'm going straight into the metro, listening to a podcast about vampires. Mm. I live at a metro stop. It's amazing. It's so nice. Kastrup, middle of the night with no people. You just go straight onto the metro and straight home to your door. You don't have to tell anyone how your trip was. Sounds amazing. That's it.
I knew you picked this one. I think it's the easy option.
It's the easy option?
Yeah, I nearly didn't want to give it because I knew you picked this one.
What? Well, how's that?
Well, he's just totally forgotten about Shrek.
Oh. Yeah, I actually kind of did. But that was messy. That was a big family. That was a big family meetup.
Yeah, you want to hear it again? Just take
well,
you back.
This is the song. Well, there was cake.
I can't do it again.
This is how you want it to be,
no,
made, right?
Definitely.
Just all of us, everyone you know in Copenhagen, standing with cake and I don't know, a dog.
Yeah, I'd like that. I was a little bit sad coming out of the airport. So.
Yeah, actually, I think the question is, which one would you want? How do you want me to pick you up next time?
I definitely don't want watercolor residency. That stresses me out. Because
oh,
I think, yeah, you've just been traveling, and I don't want drama when I land, and I don't want some like on-off distant person to like draw me back into what my life is away from my holiday. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, well,
like when you come back, it's like new start, good vibes. I don't want any water. I've just been watercoloring. I'm zen. I think I love the grandmother one. But I think it just wouldn't work for me. I think I'd get too bored. So I'm going to pick Shrek.
Okay. Well, I mean, remember that. You want to be met with cake and chaos.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit hard being such... I imagine this as a lovely young man, and he does feel a little bit tragic, but it's... I don't mind. I think he's got a good life.
Out in the ferns, where nobody ever goes, down by the lake, under the stars. I wish I could let it go. You know what I heard. Never in all my life have I felt so torn.
Someone just texted me, my really good friend, Keshet. You're such a brat. You forgot we made you a big welcome home dinner on Friday. And I loved it, and I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Great friends.
Stuck in my head. I thought I could let it pass. I'll never.
That's the safety of why I chose option 4.
Solo, isolation, shutting off the world, podcast in, vampires up. That's why.
Not very demanding.
Because after all this time.
That being said, I will expect something when you pick me up at Heathrow.
Yeah, Shrek. I'll be in the bloody Shrek outfit, mate.
Thank God.
I'll be all there, green, dolled up, ready to declare my love to you.
I'll dress as Donkey then.
After all
with LL Burns of RBJ before, and the lovely Pixies, The Thing. Okay, the last part of the show is Tessa's favorite part of the show, and is 2026 trend forecast.
Can I say something before we go into the forecasts? I just I made a poll on our Instagram asking whether people remembered the search engine from Twilight being Bing or Google, and I have the results for you.
So serious. It's like the most serious I've
this
ever
is a serious
seen.
Meta,
this
Sarah.
Is a serious poll.
Okay. Give it. Just give. Tell me.
So we have, with an overwhelming result of 100%, people remember it as being Bing.
Frederick, did you just... Yes. Are you like the one and only vote?
No.
Tessa, did you vote?
It's the Mandela effect. No, I didn't even vote. Don't have Instagram on my phone, Sarah.
No comment.
This is amazing. The Mandela effect, there you go. It was Bing. It's been re-edited, I'm sure of it.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad we settled that one. Okay.
Maybe that's the first trend forecast.
Go back to the trend. Bring back. Wait, Frederick, one sec. What would you pick as your airport scenario?
Shrek.
Nope.
I'm not sure. I mean, there's something about the watercolor residency where I feel like...
I saw your face at that one. I that feel one like, nearly turned you as much as the old ancient
I feel like watercoloring could have its moment in the same way that ceramics had after the film... What's the film? Ghost, you know, where the ceramic scene...
Yeah.
Where they're throwing... Yeah. Pesky I feel like watercoloring could be... like sexualized in a similar way. So watercolor residency probably. That'd be me.
That sounds hot.
It's our fault for bringing in the eroticism of the vampire.
Okay, back to the trend forecast. We've got to do this really quick.
Okay, my first trend forecast
Wait,
is...
Wait, actually, can you just pitch? Why should people listen to you to trust you about trends for 2026?
I called Viking Call, that's it.
Mic drop. Okay.
Okay, you know how the coolest accessory used to be a dog a couple of years ago, and then it became kind of having a baguette or a leek sticking out of your bag?
Yeah.
Next, it's going to be a lollipop. It's not going to stick out of your bed, but you're just going to always like be eating a lollipop. And it's going to start off with like the tiny little ones you'd get at the doctor's office when you were a kid and you were, you know, being good and not crying for, you know, getting poked at. And then it's going to be building in size to become those really, really big, ridiculous ones you can get at Tivoli. That's going to be a trend. People are just going to be...
eating big lollipops. There we go. Trend number one of 2026. Mm-hmm. Okay, trend two.
Generally, candy and kitschy desserts.
Sounds like the first one.
But like really, truly kitschy. Yeah.
Sounds
I mean,
like,
trends do tend to go hand in hand, okay. Right? But it's going to be... You know, what's is it pick and mix?
Yeah.
It's Blend settle slick. Yep. It's going to be such a big thing to do on dates. I think you're going to meet up at the pick and mix. And then because it's an easy conversation starter, like, oh, do you like the sour ones? Oh, when I was a kid, I really liked the chocolate ones.
Do you want to eat this bubblegum waffle cone ice cream with me?
Exactly. Oh. The place in where it's like
Can
100
Can I split your banana?
That kind of thing. Mm. So kitschy desserts, maybe even like, you know, meeting up for bubble tea is going to be big.
Okay, that sounds... I'm in.
That's trend two. Trend three is going to be Bixamil. Do you know what Bixamil is? Can you explain Bixamil to non-Danes?
Yeah, DK jeg godt.
No.
Det er lidt sådan gammel dansk mel. Ikke?
Yeah, but you have to explain it to the non-Danes.
Oh, of course, sorry. I just didn't... Of course I know what Bixamil is. My mother is Danish. It's like leftovers, right?
Yeah, it's like a fry-up.
Like grandmother leftover fry-up.
Yeah.
Why is that going to be in? Why is the leftovers your grandma made for dinner yesterday going to be in?
Because potatoes are somehow cool again, I feel like. And people are starting to eat meat, therefore pork again. And sort of just like old school stuff is going to be in again. Kind of kitschy food in general, I think.
Okay.
And then...
You've done
trend four.
Yeah, but that's my one.
Yeah, tell me.
You've done food ones. You've done three food ones. My trend that I'm never allowed a voice in the trend forecast because I'm not trendy like Tessa. But the fourth one is not having any guilty pleasures because I asked around my friends if they had any guilty pleasures at the moment, and you also asked some of your friends because it's always fun to talk about remorseful sin on the radio, and no one had anything. So not feeling guilty. about anything, about pleasure is a trend. That's so nice, self-care, blah, blah. Trend five is the final one, and we're going to thank you for a great show today. And we believe a hot, hot trend, the hottest trend for 2026 is listening to the Lake Radio, specifically all our archived breakfast shows. Thank you so much for tuning in with us. We had an absolutely great time, a great show.
Leggere la Costituzione.